Danny boy. Welcome back to List Cloggers. How are you, my friend?
Bucko. Let's talk about how you're going.
I am not well, my friend. But when I say not well, I am really well. Hey, guess what I do, man? Guess what I do now? I got a new thing.
Oh, you go snowing.
I don't play golf anymore, man.
Oh, you don't? You're done with Rick Shields?
Nah, I'm done with it, man.
You're done with losing
clocked
your 17?
Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, beat Rick Shields, clocked it, broke 75. Guess what I do now, man?
I know. I go snowing.
And you
were just sick of losing that wedge, weren't you?
Man, I was sick of losing that wedge. You know what I lose now?
What? Skis?
My L3 disc. Left it up at Mount Buller.
If you haven't.
Because I broke my back.
What? First of all, we'll get into this in a bit deeper, but you should never be lateral in the air when skiing. Explain to us how you ended up in a position where you were lateral. I mean, horizontal. You're horizontal to the ground. Your skis are above your head. And I'm not an expert in skiing, mate, but I know that's not how to do it.
One thing you don't get to do playing footy, Danny boy, especially when you're playing for the Blues, because we're always playing finals, is you don't get to get to Mount Buller. And I must say, it was my first time ever going skiing. And as you know, I'm not the most talented person in the world. I'm not the most skillful. But one thing you know I do, Dan, is I have a crack. Whether it's a 45, whether it's sitting in the back seat after a few beers, or whether it's going down a red run at Mount Buller for the first time after I've never skied in my life, I have a crack. And
I have so many questions to ask you about this. Who, first of all, who encouraged you to launch yourself off a jump? And you've never skied before. Who said, you know what? You know what's a good idea, deal? I know you've never skied. I reckon you should hit this jump as hard as you can.
Mate, what is it? What is the motto of his show? Set the tone. At no matter what cost that is, what do you think, mate? I'm going to go there and just partake in some activities and not give it a red hot crack. That's not what List Cloggers do, mate. That's not what we do. We rock up to Mount Buller. I say, give me a jump and let me just send my body off it, and worry about the rest later. But I'll tell you what, I'm not sure if I spent more time on the mountain or in the medical centre, because let me just give a quick shout out to the Mount Buller Medical Centre there for really sorting me out with some painkillers on the way down. And hey, Mount Buller, in all seriousness, wait, let's just throw to the break quickly. I'm quite high on Paddling Fort. Just throw to the break. Huntley
kicked one from 50 last week and he's celebrating a point. Jackie Chan returns.
Oh, shit. Just quickly to wrap that story up. Yeah, so let me just say a few things. If you've never been skiing before, go with someone who knows what they're doing, okay, for one. Number two, maybe do a lesson, okay, before you go skiing, secondly. And number three, like, learn what runs mean. So, like, you've got some basic runs, you've got some intermediate runs, and you've got some professional runs, okay?
Yep.
Learn what the signs mean, learn where you're going, and stick to the courses that are probably for beginners. Because I was going down some runs where I'm pretty sure Scotty James doesn't go down these runs, mate. I was just hitting them at pace, and look, it was either my L3 disc that was going to go or both meniscus, but it was the disc that gave way first. But, geez, I had some good fun. And in all seriousness, I think I found a new passion. I think the injury has made me more fond of what it was, but God, I had a good time at Mount Buller. The drive home with the back spasms was pretty painful, but besides that, I've had a great time.
Did you go on the back seat? Because I know you don't like going on the back seats.
Oh, no, I drove, yeah. Hey, you know what? It was actually a little bit of a debacle as well, because I was there in the Mazda BT50, which is obviously the best off-road car in the business, thanks to
Job Hospital, Mazda. Anyone else you want to give a shout out to?
I didn't have any chains to put on the back of the car to go back down the mountain. So not only was I driving down the mountain with a back spasm, I actually had no chains driving down on ice. So I was going down the mountain. It took me nearly 3 hours to get down there.
Can we just – I just want to go back a bit. Let's go into your mind. When someone got their camera out and started filming you, was like – In your head, what made you think, I've only been skiing twice, not really sure. Once. I've just learned.
No, sorry. I've never been. That was my first day.
I've never been skiing. I just want to learn the basics. What possessed you to think I'm going to absolutely launch myself off this jump the kangaroo run?
Mate, fuck me. I'm not fucking 12 years old anymore. I've got to start realizing that I have some pre-existing injuries that, like, they actually quite hurt. And look, I'm just one of those guys that when people want me to do it and they say, you can't, I go, watch me. And learnt the lesson quite hard. And Juz knew it. She called me. She said, don't be stupid. You know what you're like. You're going to do something stupid. And did I prove her right.
Mate, that's unbelievable. Really crumbled to some peer pressure there.
Good trip. Hey, sorry. Obviously, the episode's late, not because of the back spasm, but because of the reception of Mount Buller. And, you know, I was up there, mate, working. I am a businessman. And as you know, I was up there working quite hard.
And that's the luxuries that you have when you don't work for the man and you are the man, isn't it?
Exactly right.
I wouldn't know what that's like.
Have you ever been skiing? Ever been skiing?
A lot of comments came through when you advised all the List Clogger community that you were actually going to be skiing. Skiing over snowboarding, what a pissant thing to do. Go skiing.
Oh, nah, mate. You know the snow on a surface level, my friend. And when you've been there like I have, you realize if you're not a professional snowboarder, the only people that should be snowboarding are 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because if you're over the age of 18, get off your snowboard. Unless you're a pro, get off your snowboard. It's a real pissant thing.
Nah,
okay?
It's not.
Skiing is class. Skiing is classy. I'm going to go next year. I'm going over to Whistler. I'm going over to Aspen. I'm going to Japan. And I'm going to be skiing. Okay? Snowboarding. Yeah, man. I used to snowboard when I was in year 9. Okay? Not anymore.
You know what wouldn't have happened on a snowboard? You being horizontal in the air with two skis
different
angles. That would never have. Don't.
Because
that's such a pissant thing to go skiing.
It's such a basic thing.
I'm surprised you go tobogganing. Just stick to tobogganing. You should go.
Oh, you know what you'd do if you were at the snow? You'd bring your kneeboard.
I'd let you tow me in on the skis.
Hey, have you ever been snowing? Skiing.
How about when you call it snowing as well? I'm a snowboarder. I shred on the snow.
You've never been snowboarding.
Because I think you can, and people would know this when they've obviously been in the Murray River like I have, and they have mastered kneeboarding. Your kneeboarding skills actually transition you into being a good snowboarder. And I felt that the ability to stay on my knees in the water helped me in good stead to stand on my feet in the snow.
Honestly, I honestly think, and this could be the Panavine Fort talking, it could be the Valium talking, I'm not sure, but I reckon we hit up Mount Buller and we do a List Cloggers episode live from Mount Buller before the end of the season, because they have a studio there. I was, you know, as you know, Dan, even though I was having some fun, I'm always scoping out business. And we should get back up there, do a live show, have some lessons. Just let me wait for my disc they're just finding it. I think it's down on the Little Buller Run. Somewhere down there. But once they find it, I want to head back up there and hopefully we can have a ski.
You know what we should do? We go back to Mount Buller. We get you lined back up, redemption jump. You launch yourself back up. You get your pride back. You pick up your L3, L4, L5, and we just celebrate how far you've come from your first run to being horizontal in the air, legs behind your head, to hopefully landing your second jump.
I agree. And I look forward to it. And I will set the tone as we always do. Hey, but it's not just about my illustrious skiing career this week. There's plenty going on. I actually played golf earlier in the week as well and hit a 47 at Burnley.
Did you? On the first three?
Yeah, been watching a lot of Rick Shields. But let's have a bit of a recap of the week, mate. Nick Larkey, Big Suva, List Clogger of the Week. Congratulations to him.
How good was Big Suva's comment on the old LC post?
Oh, we love that.
Initiate him into the team. We love the energy he's bringing. We love that he kicks goals left, right, and center. So welcome to the Big Suva.
And we love that we needed another forward up there who, to be honest, he could pinch hit in the ruck if one of the boys does get tired. So there's an option.
Yeah, there's an option.
It.
I'm not opposed to the four-headed monster that I'm trying to really push.
He did want to come in. He did want to come on the show, actually, but he was doing a bit of uni, which we love.
Yeah,
we love
that he's thinking about life and, after football. Maybe he's thinking about skiing after seeing what you've done.
Maybe not. Maybe. Funny one as well, you know, on the weekend when we play footy, Sam, who plays in like the thirds or something, he like captains a third. Yeah, I actually went down to a training session with him at Melbourne High. And like, you know, when you're at training, I thought we're going to go there and have a bit of a joke around and like just have a bit of fun. He was out there like going, come on, boys, run through the cones. Yeah. And he'd like stop the group and bring him in. And I'm like, mate, this is thirds. Just chill it out. Like, honestly, I was like getting embarrassed.
Boys, put anyway, the water bottles back in correctly. Don't make the coaches do it.
On the weekend, he got punched in the face and it made my weekend.
Didn't he get punched by his own teammate?
Yeah, even better.
Imagine he would absolutely cried as well. The first punch he's ever received in the face from a teammate.
He would have been like, why did you do that?
So don't do that. So yeah, well done, Sam. Well done. You've obviously had three touches in the fourth, come out with a broken nose, which is a huge effort for you. So you really set the tone. That's what we live for here. And as producer, you're well and truly living that. So congrats to you. Hey, I met a list clogger at the gym the other day.
Oh, yeah, this is exciting. What happened?
Well, you'll love this. Met a list clogger. I got, you know how you get teamed up with people? You wouldn't know because you go to Fernwood and you're a pissant.
No, I don't. I go to Exo Fitness when I have a good spot. So I'm heading back there soon.
Fernwood, where you just go on the, you know, on your treadmill for 5 minutes and talk about stuff.
That's not true.
At Body Fit.
Exo Fitness.
At Body Fit, you get partnered up with someone.
I go Exo.
I got partnered up with a guy called Josh. And Josh said, oh, hey, you do list cloggers, don't you? I say, hey, Josh, I bloody do. And he goes, you know what? I love that show. Set the tone. I said, Josh, that's what we're about. We're about to set the tone. Anyway, going our first exercise. I go down to get the dumbbells. We're doing squats, one-legged squats, Bulgarian squats. I go down, warm up. First set, haven't even started yet, Josh. Give me a break. Set, go down, pick up some 12 and a halves. I hear as I go down, piss ant. got called a piss ant by Josh for picking up 12 and a halves in my first set. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, Josh. Well, mate, I really appreciate you keeping me accountable because that's not how you set the tone.
I normally go for the eights.
Yeah, you would have gone.
We love that from Josh. But Josh, obviously, he's obviously not familiar with the old Dominic Cassisis. And if you start and you lift too hard, too heavy too soon, you really do get the DOMS, which is the delayed onset of soreness through the groins, which can really set you back for a couple of days. So, Josh, we love the intensity, but also setting the tone. Tone it down a little bit sometimes.
But I'm just warming up, Josh. So when I lean down to pick up my 12 and a halves, I don't need to hear you call me a piss ant because I'm just getting started.
How hard is it? It's so funny when you're at the gym and you get paired up with someone and you sort of in your head, you're like, look, I've got nothing to prove here. Like, we're just at the gym.
Yeah.
But that little bit inside of you goes, you know what? It's me versus you, mate. Let's go for this.
That's my mindset. When Josh picked up the 8.5s, I thought, Josh, see you later, buddy. Try 30s on for size. And just blew myself up in the first set. But that was absolutely worth it to teach Josh a lesson that you don't miss, you know, you don't come, you know, you and I, we set the tone. We call piss ants out. You don't call me a piss ant when I'm just getting started, Josh. Otherwise, you're going to get the pause, brother.
Nah, I'm all for it. Well done, Josh. I've got to get back to the gym, man. I'm feeling a bit fat and shit at the moment.
What's your favorite exercise at the gym? Back.
Probably just like the wipe downs at the end of the session when you walk out. No, I do love the gym. I've got to get back in there.
You do yoga, though.
I like going to Jim's Greek Tavern.
Anyway, that was a good one. Oh, hey, guess what? It's big news in the NBA. You love basketball, remember?
Yes, oh, LeBron. Mate,
LeBron, he's teaming up with all his buddies. Russell Westbrook. Who else is going there?
Yeah.
Who else do you know?
Westbrook. Yep. He, man, like the team, the Lakers team, and I'm not just talking about the talent, but the culture there, man. It's going to be off tap.
Yeah. They're setting a culture, mate. And I know you love it, but so just tell us, who do you think's going there? And I'll tell you who's going there.
Well, it's not really like the thing that is about me is, mate, I don't focus on individuals. And that's why I focus more actually on the culture.
Yeah. But there's a few big individuals going there. So it'd be good just for you to update us on who's going there. So we got LeBron, obviously. Who else do we have?
We got LeBron.
Yep.
Obviously.
Oh, duh.
And then the thing about that is, though, we don't need to talk about the other players in the team.
Yeah, I know,
because
we don't.
Because LeBron even said in a press conference recently, he said, you know, let's not focus on this. Let's focus on the team.
Yeah, and, you know, but we will focus on this right now because we've got LeBron. Who's next on the list, though?
Man, there's so many.
Okay, we got so.
Just let me, just wait a sec. I've just got something coming up.
No.
Let me just see. Oh, obviously. So you were saying players, yeah? Carmelo Anthony, obviously, is a gun.
Yeah.
And he's really looking forward to him dribbling it this year.
Dribbling it. So, mate, so now you've Googled it. So Russell Westbrook, LeBron, Carmelo, Anthony Davis, they're all teaming up. Let me give it up. You know, I know you don't know basketball. Let me give you a little, you know, insight into what that means.
Please do.
That's like.
I already know this, but let's do it for the fans.
That's like Brody Grundy going to Geelong. It's like DeGoey going to the Bulldogs. It's like Hickey back to the Suns, okay?
Wow.
You're getting super teams, and they're going to go out and win some championships, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's just – that's big, and I know you'll follow that very, very closely. So that's been a big move.
Yeah, man. So that's awesome that those guys are playing together.
Yeah, I know, mate. There's a lot going on in NBA. You wouldn't get it. You just look at basketball on a surface level. Like, you probably don't really – you don't get it like we all get it.
You know what's even better, though? You know what's better than basketball?
NBA? No. What?
Harry Potter. Man, I'm so excited by this. Do you know what really annoys me? When Harry Potter came out,
what?
Right, which was awesome, I was, like, in the peak of my adolescence. And, like, I reckon I grew up with Harry Potter. Like, I think when he was, like, you know, the age of what he was, I reckon I was that age. So I feel like I know him. I feel like I've been sort of friends with him through time. And it's
Yeah, and that's so deep because you just said, like, when you were, like, 12, he was 12 as well. Like, you just have a connection with that.
We're basically mates because we're the same age. Yeah. And which is really exciting in a way because I'm really happy for him because the Harry Potter books are over $151,000, a first edition.
I was saying, I reckon I would have had one of those books back in the day. You know what else I had back in the day?
I'm not finished.
Okay.
Because I know what you're going to say. I had one of the most incredible collections of Pokemon cards in the world.
Oh, mate. I reckon I had triples of every card in the world.
Just shush, okay? Go play with some crayons for a second while the adults have a conversation.
No. Oh, sorry. You were a Beyblade kid.
You were
kid,
a Digimon
were
kid. I had. You
You're
played
Beyblade
Digimon
kid.
And Crazy Bones.
You Didn't played you play Crazy Sailor Bones. Moon?
You played Crazy Sailor Moon. Bones. You played Tarzos.
You played Sailor Moon.
You played with Diablos.
Oh, you collected yowies.
Anyway, I had, when I was a kid, I remember, like, as a kid, I was just, like, obsessed with Pokemon. And I remember I used to go to my sister's dance classes. And my mum would be like, if you're a good boy, I'm going to get you a Charizard. But we used to have to put on lay-by. So nowadays, for the kids growing up, we've got Afterpay. Okay, that's a cool thing. But there used to be something called lay-by, where you'd go somewhere, you'd buy it, but you'd leave it there, and each week you'd have to go, like, you'd go back and you'd put, like, $50 on it, $10 on it, and you just keep paying it off. Back when I was, so I reckon I was working this out the other day, I would have been 10 years old, so that's nearly 18 years ago, I put a Charizard on lay-by. I think it cost, like, $80. So, like, over 8 weeks, I think we put, like, $10 on. It was a first edition Charizard. I don't know what that would be worth these days, but it would be something ridiculous. And $80 back then was a lot of money. So, remember at primary school how you used to have tubs?
Remember
the tubs?
Yeah.
You'd put your tubs in. Anyway, plastic tub. You'd, like, pull them out of your locker. Anyway, I had this fucking incredible Pokemon folder with all my Pokemon cards in it. I would never leave it anyway. One day, I was like, you know what? I trust the world. I trust my fellow primary school students, my fellow peers at my primary school. No one's going to do something wrong by me. Guess what? Fucking bang. My Pokemon collection was gone. Was stolen. Stolen. From outside my...
I'm glad.
Do you know how much that would be worth these days?
Mate, a lot of money, but...
I had a fucking Blastoise.
You did it.
I had a Venusaur, and I had a Charizard.
You know what Pokemon you'd be? You'd be a fucking Magikarp if you were a Pokemon.
You'd be a Rattata.
You'd be a fucking Ditto or a
you'd
Magikarp.
You'd be a fucking Geodude.
You'd be a fucking Graveler.
You would be a Snorlax.
You'd be a Gyarados and a Psyduck.
You'd be a Doug. A Duggo.
Oh, you'd be a Rattata. Rattata. You'd be a Frittata. That's cool, but has your dad ever taken you to England specifically to buy every Pokemon card in the
no,
world?
My dad wasn't rich.
No.
Sorry,
and
man.
Did your mum
Sorry,
throw
man.
Them
my
all
dad
out?
Wasn't rich. I didn't get to do rich things like you, but that's awesome that you got to do that.
I was put in cargo. I didn't have
that's
a sales
awesome.
In cargo. That's really
awesome.
Good.
You got to travel the world as a kid, man. That's really cool. I used to go to Yarrawonga, and I thought that was awesome. Speaking of traveling around the world, gee whiz, the Olympics at the moment, it is firing up. Firstly, Aussie Emma McEwen. Wow. Mate, unbelievable.
You know what I love about the Olympics here? You know what I love about it? Australia, we're a small country. Swimming's up first. We come out and we just fucking set the tone with the medals. And then the swimming finishes and we get to the athletics and we're fucking nowhere. And I absolutely love that we're nowhere. I love that we can't high jump. I love that we can't long jump. I love that we're not the quickest. But
we try hard, mate. And that's all that we want. Honestly, all I want, I don't even care where you finish. I just want to see you empty out the tank. And a little bit like me at Mount Buller. No ability, just send it and worry about the results later, because that's what we love about it. Rowan Browning, I absolutely love this bloke. 23 years of age. I think he was in the semi-finals of the 100-metre sprint, which is bloody an incredible feat when you think about it. He's 23 years of age, though. He's rocking the mullet, which we love. I'm excited about this great man for the next Olympics in 3 years' time, I think it is, because of the setback. He'll be, like, 26 years old in prime form.
It'll be prime time. If you had, I was thinking about this, I saw it actually somewhere. If you had 4 years or 3 years, whatever the Olympics is next, and you have to train for one event, you have to get a medal to win $50 million. What would be the event you'd pick to master to get a medal to win?
That's easy.
Million?
Wait, can I choose the Winter Olympics?
Oh, no, okay. You can't pick skiing. Sorry, man.
Oh, well,
everybody
easy,
mastered
man.
That.
Golf.
What?
I literally just watched Rick Shields the next 3 years.
And what, yeah, you reckon you master it? I got a bone to pick. Rick Shields, I watched one of his tutorial videos because I'm trying to get into it as well.
Shut up. Don't. No, like, be very careful what you say about Rick Shields.
Okay, ready? This is Rick Shields. He tells you how to line yourself up with the ball, rotate your body, follow through. And he just does that so quickly. Hey, Rick Shields, I'm doing that, buddy. And I'm still fucking towing the ball on the ground. So stop telling me to just rotate my body, hit through the ball, I line myself up. Fucking shit tips, mate. Because I'm still shit.
I'm just trying to bake 120, to be honest, at the moment. It's good fun. Rick Shields is a good guy. I love watching his videos. You know what he does remind you what to do, though? He's very, very passionate on not leaving his wedge on the 17th. he takes care of his clubs. If you're a golfer, look, I don't care what you hit. If you hit par, if you hit bogeys, birdies, just don't leave your wedge on 17.
Nah, and that's probably, I'm starting to get into golf now as well, and every time I'm on 17, I go, fuck, where is my wedge?
You make sure it's right by your side, and that's all that matters. You come home with your wedge, and you're a ledge. That's what they say. Yeah.
That's it. That is. I know, that's a great call by you. People always say that. Well, where's my wedge? And I'm a bloody ledge. And then I have a beer on the 19th. Hey, I have a beer on the bloody 19th.
That's what they say.
Right? There's a bloody hole in one on the 19th. A hole in one beer in my mouth.
Am I right or am I right?
Always say that in the clubhouse. Oh, this bloody 19th.
Hey, you know
hard.
What's really good about this week?
yeah. About this week?
Last week?
Last week? I don't know. Yeah, back. Back kicking long bombs from 55
good to
off
see
a
him
step.
Back. 700 days without footy. Gee whiz. I reckon I've nearly had 700 days, and I struggle to get out of bed.
Yeah, you do. Charlie was good. A lot of a bad week last week for Hawthorn fans and Hawthorn Footy Club. Clarko, Kennett, Mitchell, boys. You know, we're not experts, but sort it out, fellas.
I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion or not. You know, Dan, I don't keep up with too much of the mainstream news, but does Kennett just need to just shut up a little bit?
Kennett has a leathery face. Yeah, he talks a lot. Not really sure what he's saying a lot of the time, but the man, he's a confusing man to understand. I don't understand what he's doing there at Hawthorn. So each their own. Well, Sammy Mitchell, you know, real Stephen Bradbury moment there. Everyone's fallen over.
Big fan of the show, I think, as well. No, it's going to be. Yeah,
Sam Mitchell.
Yeah, he spoke to me. I saw him at Buller. Hey, it's very funny with Clarko, because in all seriousness, everyone's saying at the moment, oh, is he going to coach Carlton, Collingwood, Gold Coast? Who knows? I have an opinion here, okay?
I have a source.
No, you don't, because I've got a bone to pick with you later about your GMZ and the reason why it's dead. Mm. The grand final is not being played in WA.
I have something about that later as well. I do.
My
What's
bone
your bone?
To pick, oh, sorry. My bone with Clarko is, and I think that's something that we're overlooking here. When the greatest coach of the modern era, Alistair Clarkson, is up for grabs, I tell you right now, there's more clubs than not that are looking at him. Not just three clubs that are sucking at the moment that need a coach. I'm saying, I reckon there's more clubs than not that are having a look. And off the top of my head, I don't even know who they are. Like, the coaches that are safe are obviously, you know, Chris Scott, Luke Beveridge, Damien Hardwick, all these guys that are really dominant, John Longmire. But besides that, any club that is going for a tilt of the flag is going to be looking at Alistair Clarkson.
Is going for a tilt at it, so you reckon they're still
100%.
Looking?
100%. If they're not performing the way, and it's nothing personal to the coaches that are there at the moment, it's just saying, like, you're not going to, if you're bullish about playing finals and winning flags, you're going to be looking at getting Clark out of your club.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, this isn't GMZ, but you know that I get information all the time. Lots of stuff comes across this desk of mine.
A lot of it's,
and
lot
it's
of
up
it's
to
wrong.
Me to... That's wrong. That's wrong. I've heard through some mail that was landed on my desk, Clarko to Gold Coast Suns in the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah, man. Sometimes I listen to SEN in the mornings too.
No. That's and also about the AFL Grand Final, don't listen to Gil. It's clearly he's lying because he knows that I've broken a story.
Imagine
already.
If you did actually, if that was the case and it came.
I'm telling you guys, I'm backing myself in like Caro backed herself in about the Clarko story.
If that happened.
The AFL Grand Final, it's going to Perth. Gil's lied to us. I won't lie to you fans.
That's impressive.
All right? So just back me in. Fellas, you messaged me over on Instagram. Everyone said, GMZ was wrong. Give me a chance to be wrong before you tell me I'm wrong, okay? I haven't been wrong since.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Ever.
I really don't mind it. And I hope you are right because the people, like we said, we've got the new studio and bloody hell, I hope this is the last time we say this, but we will be in the new studio next week and we will have our vision back.
Yeah,
we will be looking fine, feeling mighty something.
That's all right. Hey, let's get into people who. Play the sting, people who. People who. We hate the things that these people do. Dylan. Do you want to go first or me to go? Yeah, go.
People who. First one. People who snowboard. I said it earlier. Snowboarding is for anyone.
What's wrong with you?
If you're over 13 years old and you're not a professional, stop snowboarding.
Just skiing is such like an old lady
skiing,
thing to do. Like
skiing
let's go
class.
As slow as I can and throw
skiing
out both my
is
ACLs.
Class. Skiing is what you do when you're in Switzerland and you're just sipping on a bloke in a bar and you're skiing on your skis. Okay?
Skiing is for wankers.
Wow. That is such a
snowboarder
thing to
say.
Snowboarding
is where it's at.
Such a...
Yeah. If you don't snowboard, go to the kangaroo run and launch yourself horizontally off.
Mate,
yeah.
we have to go to the snow and you can go on your snowboard and I'll go on my skis and we'll go from there.
No, I'm bringing my kneeboard. I'm going from the top of Mount Buller on my kneeboard.
Okay, so that's my first one. I've got a couple tonight because I've needed a few. Right. This one's to Juz personally, okay? My beautiful tofu princess. But I'm gonna say it to everyone else. Mm. People who play with Google Maps when you're trying to work out where to go, okay? Justine, Google Maps knows where it's going better than you. Don't zoom in and out of the screen and try and work it out yourself. Just press go and let me follow where it's going, okay? I don't need a bird's eye view and you zooming in, zooming out of where we're going, okay? And if anyone else does that, I'm not sure, but just press recenter, go on it, have it nice and geographically, you know, in line and just follow the map. Okay? That's my second one. Okay? A little bit personal this week.
Hey, can I just add on that one? Can I add on that one? With the maps thing, people who avoid tolls.
Oh, grow up.
Yeah, I'm going to save $4, but I'm going to add an extra 56 minutes on this trip, man.
Honestly.
Mate, don't do that. Just fucking pay $4 and save us an hour.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. That's a very good one. And the last one is when you... I feel like this happens to me a little bit, is when you're having a heated discussion with someone and you're both obviously in the discussion, you're both in there, you're invested into it, and they say, don't get emotional.
Oh.
I am emotional.
I can relate that, yeah.
I am emotional, my friend.
I can relate to that.
I am emotional, so are you.
That just hits so
We're
close to
We're both emotional.
Home. Yeah, that hit so close to home with me lately because obviously the current review is going at the moment and they keep calling me saying, look, we don't have a decision yet. And they're saying, don't get emotional. Well, I will get emotional, Lukey Sayers, Michael Judashay. I will get emotional because I set the tone on Saturdays. And the thing that you're not understanding is that the boys actually, they really appreciate
and
me
getting
doing
emotional.
That. And I do
and
that
they
with
are
cars
emotional.
In my heart. So if you want the boys to suffer, so be it. That was good by you. Well done. Hey, my people who this week is, and you'd know because you obviously drive a big Mazda BT50 outside the G from 150. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People who have snorkels on their four-wheel drives. Like, what? Just think about that concept. When are you ever putting your car halfway underwater so it can breathe? Like, in what? Hey, man, what if you got a snorkel? Oh, sometimes I just like launching my car halfway underwater, but the engine can still breathe, so that's why the snorkel's here. Just makes no sense. to ever have that accessory on your car.
You know, when
ever.
I had that first Mazda, I just changed it over. I've got a different one now. But I had that first one, and I had roof racks on it. Oh, how many times do you reckon I use those roof racks? I couldn't even reach them. They were that high.
Yeah,
you can waste a lot of money. Can I just give a quick shout out to a couple of the boys, Harry Himmelberg and Rory Lobb? I reckon their utes that they've got would be worth more than most people's houses. The amount of money they've been put. Rory Lobb has like a fridge, a freezer. He has a rooftop tent. He has like, it's one of the most incredible. You could actually live in it. It's unbelievable.
Rory strikes me as someone who avoids tolls.
I don't think he can fit in a tunnel. There's that much shit on the top of his car.
Yeah, true. That's all I had today. I've seen a lot of snorkels. No, I just saw a lot of snorkels getting around the last couple of days. I'm like, why does this bloke, I mean, mate, we're in Red Hill. You're not taking the car in the water, are you? Imagine just thinking, oh, like you guys, if I really wanted to, I've got a snorkel on my car, I could just put this thing halfway underwater and you would just be amazed.
Hasn't flooded in Victoria for 36 years, but you never know.
Yeah, when we start going under, I'll be laughing because I've got a snorkel on my car.
Something just through the run sheets. Very, very exciting here. But am I reading that there is a new segment?
Yeah. Do we have a sting? We don't have a sting. We'll make a sting. But this is called Piss Ants Anonymous. So for those that are new here, let's just explain what a piss ant is. Well, it's a person who does weird, questionable, irritating and annoying things to other people themselves. So example that we've had is yourself. Hey, man, can I sit in the front seat of the car or can I drive? I get car sick if I sit in the back. So that's the brief explanation.
But it's also someone who's very proud of themselves and is also proud to be a pissant. It's a good thing. And also you're comfortable in your own skin.
And I'm glad you've said that because we've clearly identified that you are like a queen bee is to the other bees. The queen, you are the king of the piss ants. You are. So when they go on the ant hole, they go, oh, there's Dill. He's got his crown on. He's clearly the king piss ant. So I have a few people here that have sent in some piss ant things that they've seen and that they've come across. And I want you to rate if it's a piss ant move, yes or no. And you can, if you want, you can do a rating system 1 to 10, whatever you feel like doing. Okay, so let's start off. Ryan Hammers, he goes, me and the boys decided to get KFC on the way down to the bay as it was needed to complete a solid arvo and night. Our Dezo driver was doing a good job until we got the KFC in the car and we were told by him that we're not allowed to eat it until we get to the river because he doesn't want any mess in his car. Apparently, he was worried about the chip salt and grease getting everywhere. They had a heated discussion. Eventually, they enjoyed their KFC on the pier. Pissant move? Yes, no. Dezo driver.
Pissant move? I think that's very mature. I think that's very calculated. Yep. I like this man. I want to be friends with him. And tick. I like it. Pissant. Correct.
Like that one.
Congratulations.
Okay, so that's correct. Right on, Ryan. All right, next one. Joshua Lunig. I hope I pronounced that right, Joshua. Ending text messages with kind regards.
Okay. That one's nearly... Is that a pissant? Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. We might have to get... I don't know who said that's... Okay. Yeah, not sure about that one. That's weird.
Not sure. Okay. Zach Mitchell, using roll-on deodorant.
I like that. I like roll-on.
Do you do this?
Yeah, I do. I like roll-on deodorant. It's good. And you know what's good about... I used to use roll-on deodorant when I was at the footy club because if you've got a big can of deodorant there... And every other stinky bastard that doesn't have deodorant, they want to use it. But if you've got roll-on, they're not going to steal your roll-on. So I actually think it's a really smart move.
You rate that one as well. Mitch Bidmaid, hopefully I've pronounced that right. Hey, boys, been at the footy club a bit lately. Sharing in your jocks.
No, we don't do that.
No, you don't like it.
No, pissants love. Pissants love shower time.
Hey, Dan, this is from Harry Carter. Hey, Dan, my mate had a puff of a vape and then vomited. Is he a pissant?
I think you'll have to answer that one.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's... I don't like that, though.
I think that's a little bit of the Mount Buller vibes, you know? Very inexperienced. We don't condone vaping, but we like having a crack. You know, if that's going off jumps and experience or vaping, then each of their own.
Okay, and Will Russell has done some... Great, great investigating here, and he's come up with something that's going to end this well. He says, guys, I have something big. I was listening to a Dill and Friends episode with Caleb Daniel, and here's another reason why Dill is a pissant. Somewhere around the 53-minute mark, Dill says that candles actually give him headaches. Is this a big piss-out move?
It's a certain type of candle that gives me a headache. It's certain types of candles that give me headaches. That is correct. And I think that's...
What candles give you headaches?
I can't remember what it was called. It was a certain candle that gave me a headache. It's like when you... Oh, it actually reminds me of when we used to get in your V8 Commodore and drive to Hog's Breath Cafe. You'd have like 16 of those air fresheners in your car. And I'm like, mate... I already feel car sick as it is. I don't need the vanilla essence like going into my bloodstream right now either.
I want it to smell nice, mate. Fucking dead. All right, there your piss out moves again. Obviously, some yes piss ants, some no piss ants. If you come across something that you think's a piss ant, we'll ask the King Piss Ant deal here. He'll say yes, no. And let's see if we can get some
more
piss ant moves.
I really like that. Great work. Thanks, great mate. Segment, mate. That was appreciate awesome. It.
Hey, round review. Let's get into it. Weird thing that Soss is now in the ruck. Not sure that he got the memo that he's actually a forward in our team. So maybe Soss wants to go and be that four-headed
He could be the ruck that just pinch hits and takes the forward stoppages while the other three just sit behind the ball.
He could be. The same stuff, same faces, keep rolling them out at Carlton at the moment. While she's having 40 a game, probably a dark horse for the Brownlow, Harry's just kicking, you know, watching Rick Shields' videos, being called a piss ant. He's kicking 6 to 7 a week. Saturday, Bulldogs v Adelaide down in Ballarat, and we know that I've mastered
that Ballarat
ground, so
and I love Ballarat.
Surprising that Jimmy Rowe and the boys didn't call me up for a few tips on how to play that ground after I dominated a Rezzy's game there and had 18 touches.
You know what's annoying though at the moment? Like, why are we playing these games everywhere? It's so strange. Like, why can't we just play them at Etihad Stadium or something, whatever it's called?
Mate, that's a question for Gil. I'm not really... I don't have any answers for you there, but Doggies keep going. Has the Doggies still got Amtrak to
come exciting.
Back?
They are going to be a force to be reckoned with in September. But they're not my pick, so we'll get to that later.
Okay, fair enough. So they smacked Adelaide there.
Hey, North
points.
Melbourne Geelong, by the way. I think I tipped North Melbourne. They weren't too bad. I did like it. Love the look of Luke Davies Uniacke. He's a beautiful man. Not just as he plays, but in complexion, he's quite handsome.
He's correct. He's got nice.
The number
physique.
9 suits him too on the back. It just looks good on the back.
Maybe that's why he reminds me of Cripper. Is it the number or do they move the same?
I don't think they move the same at all.
They could be twins.
They definitely don't look the same. They don't.
They could be.
Simpkin looking good too. Sammy was all over me with Simpkin. And like, I just never really seen a lot of North play. And you know, now that he talks about him, he is a bloody star. Superstar player.
Yeah. It's good that Producer Sam. Producer Sam obviously loves... You know, we've got to build
Man,
a lot of hype around North Melbourne,
well,
so when he does
joking,
the notes
like,
here.
He actually gets giddy when he sees, like, North Melbourne people. Like, he'll message me, like, oh, I just saw this guy. He's, like, the third rookie picket at North Melbourne. Should I go up and say g'day? I'm
yeah.
Like, I don't care. You can if you want.
Boys, he's written here in the run sheet for everyone at home. We have a run sheet. We read it off. A young North team battled hard against Geelong, going down to the premiership favourites by 20 points. I mean, what
up.
Is happening, mate?
Shut
yeah, of
up.
Course they did. That's awesome. So he wants us to get around North. We will, Sam. That's great. Pies West Coast. Jeez.
Oh, skip.
Yeah, skip that. Wasn't a bit of nothing. Oh, we should have skipped this game. We would have used it already. Demons Gold Coast. Jeez, the Gold Coast got absolutely fucking belted.
Did.
I mean, God. What an embarrassment that was. Absolutely piss hands their way down to Victoria and got the old pants put down.
Demons. Big shout out to Alex Sexton. I think it might have been last week, but I think he played his 150th, which was fantastic. So good on him for that.
Big Ben Brown.
Yeah.
Kicked 4. It's good to see him kicking some goals again alongside big Lukey Jackson. Lukey Jackson kicked 4 as well. The
did
Suns,
I,
there,
did
there,
I talk
there.
About Ben Brown earlier?
Big
okay,
Ben.
I've got something to say. Now, Ben Brown, this is what I love about this, and this is a real list clogger vibe. Obviously, he was picked up, I think, as a rookie or mid-season draft or something, number 50, okay? So you really, when you get number 50, they're not giving you a lot of hope. Like, you know, like, it's just not how it works. Anyway, played some great footy at North Melbourne. Thought that he was probably going to go over to the D's and be the number one man. Doesn't get in the team, which is crazy because, like, for me, if that had happened, you just sort of go far out. Like, you can really get in a bad mindset. Now, I think we probably definitely did. You know, if things don't go your way, you crack it. He's turned his season. He wasn't even in really great form, but opportunities come at this time of year. And now he can be nearly the difference and a bit of a spark for the Demons. So my question to you and my question to all the List Cloggers community out there is give me your best player that you think is going to come in this second half of the season and have a massive impact for finals. That's my favourite thing, is a massive impact for finals or even just a big finish to the year and get themselves another contract. Because I love this time of the year. You see guys that haven't really played all year, they come in, injuries come, and they start dominating, and they might not have even got another chance, but they end up signing another deal, or they dominate and play well in the finals. So give me some players, and we'll shout some out next week.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. No, that's good. Hawks, Lions. Hawks, they Clarko brought back the win. He said, boys, I'm going. I've been pushed. But guess what they can't take from me?
Dan, my winch. That's my question.
So turn around and let me
that's
wind you up, boys, because we're going. So
obviously, Clarko's leaving next year. Does he leave the winch at Hawthorn for Sam Mitchell, or does he take it with him?
No, he takes the winch, and like I reported, when he goes to the Gold Coast, he'll start winding up the boys. He'll start winding up Oleg Markov. He'll start winding up Fantastic. Big Jared Witts. He'll start winding up Tuki Miller. He'll start winding up Ned Flanders. Sam Flanders.
Love that.
All the boys will start winding up.
Essendon, Sydney, big game. I've said this, and I'll say it again. I say it every week. It's like I'm on repeat. Hmm. But the best young talent in the game with these two teams, Essendon and Sydney. Now, is that the actual score?
Swear you just rotate
is
those names.
Is that the
names.
Actual score, Sam?
No, Sydney won by about two goals.
It says here that it was 21 to 122. I don't...
And that's producer Sam just on the ball always.
I
don't
think that was the score, but it was these two teams are going to be absolute stars. Our boy Errol Goulden, massive last quarter. Absolutely love the way he goes about it. He's so classy. Beautiful left foot kick. Mm. I'd love to get him into the studio if he's in Melbourne. He's keen one day. We'll definitely get him in. I think he'd be keen. But yeah, I love... these two teams. I think Sydney, honestly, and this is what they're all saying, but they can, you know, they can really stuff up a few teams' finals campaigns, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're going to be, they're my finals team. I'm jumping on them because I love the boys down there. I love Errol. Hey, while this was happening, there was probably something bigger happening down at Sandringham. And Cameron Drake, a loyal clogger, brought this to our attention. Big Andrew Phillips. He obviously was at Carlton, then he got traded to Essendon. He came back and set the tone for... Carlton reserves, and he got best on ground. 20 touches, 27 hitouts, 8 marks, and 3 goals.
Love that.
And he's come back. He's thought, you know what? I've been traded here for more opportunity, but you know I'm going to do a few Carlton reserves. I'm going to come back and set the tone, even though I'm contracted to Essendon. So obviously he's followed in our great man Sammy Draper's footsteps and said, if Draper can do that, then why can't I? And I'm sure he'll return to the senior team very soon because Rutten will be looking at that, thinking, geez. This guy does what he needs
team,
to do.
It's building. It's what we love. It's culture. And that's what, as I said, the Lakers, that's what they do. I reckon LeBron, if they were short, he'd go play for the Orlando Magic or something like that, and they'd have a great game. So I'm sure that's how it all works. Yeah. Hey, another player that actually played for another team on the weekend is our good friend from the Giants and big List Clogger. If there's ever been a List Clogger, this is your man. And he's really up and about this time of year because he's... The athletics are on, and he was a former decathlete. Jake Stein actually ran out for the Brisbane NEFL team on the weekend when he's a giant. So another shout-out. We love teams. We love them just getting around and filling in and playing for other teams. There's nothing better to do that. So not only are you not getting a game, that you're actually going and fill in for your other NEFL team of another club, which is what we love.
Yeah. It's very encouraging, obviously. You're in the senior list, and then you don't play your two, so you go to someone else's twos and start cleaning up that spot, which is great.
Actually sell that to you and say, mate, you're so close this week. You're nearly there, but sorry, just in saying that, you've actually got to go fill in for the Brisbane Lions NEFL team this week. Like, do you even code that game? Well, can you imagine that? You're coding the game, and the bloke's playing for another team.
Well, I think those coaches that have to have those tough conversations would go and ask Bolts how he told me I had to go play for the thirds. He said, obviously, guys, we've got a full, healthy list at the moment. We can't squeeze out the players that are averaging 3-4 touches. We know you're averaging 10 and a goal, so go down and play at 10:30 on a Saturday morning in the third. So you just cop it on the chin and move forward, which those players would do. GWS beat Port. GWS dropped another one.
Yeah.
That final eight spot, we said it last week. Someone just take it.
I'm telling you now, they all want to head up to Mount Buller and start the ski season. I'm telling you. No one wants to play finals.
Yeah, you're right. Carl Amon, jeez, he's just...
Hey,
God,
did he get in? He didn't get selected, did he? So maybe... okay.
No, you didn't want him in.
That wasn't true.
No, yeah, we want you in, but obviously team selection, there's some things there that we Fantastic. Can't control.
All right, Danny boy, winners and losers.
Oh, you keep sucks.
There were some big losses this week. Look, losers for me, I'm going to have to go with West Coast. Did they actually lose?
Mm. Yeah, they did, yep.
But just the reason being, they are such a good team, and they're still losing. I can't believe it. It's so strange. So, need to spark up, but in saying that, I reckon they'll be a force to be reckoned with next year and really bounce back.
Yeah, my losers this week, tough to do this, the Gold Coast.
Was that tough, was it? Was that really tough just, to do?
Oh, it's just tough. Just it's hard to keep whacking them. So, yeah, started off really well and then just turned to water. So, got pretty fucked up there towards the end. So, shout out to the Stewie Jew and the boys. I'm sure they'll turn around this week. So, we love the Gold Coast boys. We love Nettie Flanders. And the other boys running around.
We do.
Our winners. I'm going for the Pies this week. They've Rob Harvey's just wound them up and said, boys, let's go and smack West Coast in the first half and take the second half off. Absolutely huge. So,
do you reckon big Robbie gets the job there, Daniel?
I don't know. I don't reckon he does, actually. I reckon he goes back to assistant coach, which is it's a very good role. What do you reckon? What are your thoughts on him?
Got a lot of thoughts on it, but I'll leave it for next week. For me, winners this week, I can't keep track of Fremantle. Are they good? Are they bad? I'm not sure. I feel like they're eighth, ninth. I just want them to lock in that eighth spot. The reason they're my winners this week is not even the game, but it's the jumper they wore. I reckon that is the best jumper I've seen in the last 5 years.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's very good.
To speak to John, Justin Longmuir, sorry, and I want to say to him, mate, that is the jumper that sets the tone for me. It really makes me want to run out there and put my head over it. And I love that jumper. So I hope the boys get to wear that a little bit more. Because I don't know, if you're a Freo fan, let us know what you think. That jumper just looked unbelievable.
Oh, I wish I had one, because if I had one at home and I'll put it on the TV.
I definitely wouldn't want one. Like, I'm not asking them to send us one at all, but like, if they wanted to, like,
no,
I'd wear it.
Yeah, don't send us one, because I want to keep my doors on the hinges. I'll run bloody through them if I have that on my back.
Yeah, so well done to Wednesday.
To
Fremantle. All right, mate, let's go through our tips this week. Big, big, big week of footy. Geelong Giants, looking forward to this one. Jeremy Cameron hopefully gets up to play against his old mob. Will be incredible. Hey, a little bit of inside knowledge for you, because I like to do that for our community. Guys, don't tell anyone this. I know that we trust each other here. But Jeremy Cameron once said that one of his toughest opponents he's ever played on was at training, and it was Sam Taylor. So that watch out for that duel this week if it does go ahead. On one front, I'd love to see him play against the Giants, but on the other front as well, I wouldn't want to see him rush back before finals if he's not right. So make the right decision. Who do you think?
Based on all that you've just said, which is good knowledge, Geelong.
Nice. Hey, Daniel Gorringe Cup this weekend. Blues versus the Suns.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be silly. I think the Gold Coast got absolutely smoked on the weekend. They're going to be ready to really, really make a game for himself. Carlton won, and we know the club sometimes they can actually then get ahead of himself. Can Gold Coast beat them?
I'm praying for a draw, everyone's a winner in this cup game. So I'm going for the draw this one. Richmond, North Melbourne, geez, that's actually a tough game to pick. That's a bloody tough one. Sam's probably praying we pick North.
This could be the week I redeem my one game membership.
We can't go, so you can't do
that. I won't go. I'll save that for another game. I'm going to go Tigers this week.
I'm going North. Good. I'm on them.
Hey, the showdown.
Jimmy Rowe and Charlie Dixon had each other. You know, when they're running down Rundle Mall, they're walking on opposite sides of the road, and Jimmy Rowe's going, "Don't come near me, Dicko, otherwise I'll bloody give them to you, buddy. I'll bloody whack you." And fuck, it's going to be good to see Jimmy Rowe light up at that oval.
I'm absolutely looking forward to this game. Carl Amon, as we spoke to our man before, is dominant. Travis Boke, 300 the other week, who is an absolute star. I'd love to see my man Darcy Byrne-Jones just really fire up ahead of finals, because I love that man. Love him.
Mate, they generally, I know a lot of the derbies and Q clashes, especially Q clash.
Oh, that's the biggest. One, I don't think you can clear. You can't compare anything to the Q clash.
No, apart from the Q clashes, you can't compare. Mate, they hate each other. Yep. These teams. They won't talk to each other outside.
But you don't even put that the Q clash in the same sentence ever again.
No. The Q clash is up there with one of the fiercest rivalries you ever come across.
Type situation there.
Yeah. Port will.
Yes,
beat Adelaide,
I tend to agree.
Sydney Saints.
Go Swans.
The Swannies. Swans. Easy that one. Hawthorn.
Go the Hawks.
Don't really go. I don't care about that game. But Hawthorn.
Go the Doggies.
Doggies, Essendon, I'm going. Doggies,
the Doggies.
Win that. Frio, Brisbane, I'm going Frio
as well.
Yeah, if Justin decides to bring that Guernsey back as well, I'll tell you what, they'll win that by 20 goals. And this is a big game. West Coast and Melbourne.
Melbourne will be dominant. I think they'll.
I'm going West Coast, bounce back.
Demons. Here we go, my friend. List clogger of the week. This is exciting.
Here we go. I am a good player. I'm a very good player.
Alrighty. We spoke about it earlier. We spoke about it again. This man has been nominated before, Carl Amon. Mm. He was unbelievable last week. Sells candy. Picked 68 in the 2013 National Draft. Best on ground, 31 touches and a goal. And to be honest, he's probably up there with the Australian winger at the moment. It's hard to go past this great man.
It is. Two-time nominated now.
Two-time
is
nominated.
He?
Hey, you know what I love about him as well?
He's got a left
You know what else I love?
Good left leg.
You know what I love? Engagement off field, very engaged. He loves his photography. He's a very good photographer. How cool is that?
Love that. Yeah, big fan. I've wanted this guy on the team for a long time. I'm a big fan. Great selection. I love this fella because you know what? He strikes me as someone who just goes, Simon Goody, I will run through someone as hard as you want this week. I might not touch it, but I tell you what, I'll go 100 miles an hour. And
oh,
that's
I love
James
Jimmy Harms.
Love Jimmy Harms. He just rookie elevated in 2015. He's done it the hard way. He plays a role every
he's
week
star,
for the days.
He's a star.
He's a star. He just gets it done. Some weeks he's gaining the pill. He's getting lots of touches. Other weeks he's locking
it
down.
You know what? The story about Jimmy Harms, by the way, just to set the tone on that one. Jimmy Harms and I think you were playing in the thirds this day, but we would often come and go up against each other playing at Preston City Oval on a Sunday morning at about 11 a.m. And it's good to see him now absolutely taking his game to the next level. And
he's
a good player, mate. Very good player. Number 4, we love. He used to be number 43 too, which I think was a little bit of an ode to myself, even though it was before I went to the Giants. I think he knew that I was going there and was going to get the 43. So. Extra bonus points for him, but absolute star. He's actually got a side business as well, Fat Nut Customs. He does some prints.
Does.
So,
some
yeah,
prints,
make
some
sure
nice
you check
prints
that out.
They do.
Well. He's doing some good things off the field.
Go check him out.
Go buy some prints.
Prints.
He might get
good
us a
little business.
Oh, Sam's pointing at himself. He wants a free print. Sam, oh my God.
Sam wants one. We'd love one in the studio.
Hey, we should get a nice
Jimmy, if you're listening.
Fat Nut Custom.
Should. Talk to him. We will. So go check them out. So we got there. I've got Carl Amon. James Harms, they're your
Maybe
team selection.
Carl Amon
you guys
can do,
our do what you do.
Shoot.
He might be able to. I think he's a bit busy at the moment, but when he's available.
All righty,
sure.
All righty. So it's that time Here of the we week. How exciting is this? And thank you everyone for your love and support.
Here we go.
Geez, there's been some good messages lately, Dan, of everyone that's been getting in the inbox to me. Not just the podcast been giving out, but obviously The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which is actually sold out on DVD and Blu-ray in Australia. You can't get it on Blu-ray everywhere because all list cloggers love Blu-ray at the moment for some reason. And it's
who the fuck's got a Blu-ray?
Yeah, well, everyone, because it's all sold out on Blu-ray. Can't get it anywhere.
People who have a Blu-ray player,
well,
just stream it.
We love everyone getting in amongst it. So last week, what did I give? I gave something.
This would be good. Keep going. No, because you love this. So
I give
on.
So
remember,
many. I gave two last week. I think I gave a podcast called Juanita, which was incredible. I'm actually up to date with that. But it's a crime podcast in Sydney based on the King's Cross Underworld. Incredible podcast. And there was another one I gave out.
You didn't give out another state as well because you've given out Tassie before. So
it wasn't another state this time, no. Mount Buller is there, but that's not the official one today. This one's another series, Dan. It's an Australian series too because we love supporting fellow Australians, and this is honestly incredible. It's called Mr. In Between. It's on Binge, and we love Binge. I've been binging the freak out of Binge lately, how good it is. So jump on Binge, Mr. In Between. It's basically like, I don't even know how you'd explain the genre of it, but it's like a comedy crime nearly. It's not that funny, but it's like not fully serious, if that makes sense. And it's about this guy who's basically a hitman for all these gangsters, and he battles through relationships with people. And is he actually a hitman? Is he a good man? Is he a bad man? Australian movie, Australian series, obviously. Get on that. Ray Shoesmith, I think his name is, which is incredible. So yeah, get on that. It was out in 2018, which was, it's actually quite new, but it's got 98% score on Rotten Tomatoes, 8.6 on IMDb, and it's on Binge. So make sure you get on Binge. Give it a binge. Let me know what you think.
Oh, just see, it's available on Foxtel Go as well.
Yeah, we don't,
for everyone who's got Foxtel still.
I don't know who the hell can afford Foxtel, honestly.
Yeah, I used to have Oddstar, yeah, the cheaper one.
But that's it, my friend. That's it for this week. Get on that. We really appreciate it. We're sorry the episode was late. It was definitely Dan's fault on that. And yeah, really apologize.
No, it wasn't my fault. You were in the ER room with your back injury. That's why this is all late.
Medical center at Mount Buller. But in saying that, we understand the last 2-3 weeks haven't been ideal. We're not 100% happy with what we're doing at the moment, but we're getting through, and we are getting through, and we're getting it done. But in the next couple of weeks, well, Dan, by next Monday, we're in the new studio, and it's going to be back filmed.
Yeah, we're back.
We're going to be there with a couple bloke in the bars. We're going to be there just having some olives and some pizzas, and we're going to be just having fun. Can't wait to show you the new studio. We've got a couch there as well, so when COVID permits, we're getting people into the studio. I'm so excited for it, mate. So thank you so much to everyone for still tuning in. Our numbers are just growing every week, so make sure you subscribe and follow. And
mate, we've had to get a new roof because they're just through the roof, these numbers. So thank you so much,
everyone.
We really
do honestly appreciate it. So thank you so much, everyone, tuning in, and looking forward to kicking things off back as per usual next week. Signing off, List Loggers. Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao. Buckley kicked one from 50 last week, and he's missed the start.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.
Gorham just kicked it.